Live from ATIA 2010, this is Michael Loff for Sarah Talk, and I caught up with Hugh Brown. We demoed this product, or talked about it last year, Max Speech Dictate. It has evolved. I believe it was something like 1.3 last year. Now it's up to 1.58. So kind of what enhancements have you guys added in the last year?
Well, we've added actually a bunch of enhancements, some additional commands and things like that, but probably the biggest area that we've improved is that we're using the Dragon Naturally Speaking engine, which basically is their current engine. And what we've done is we've wrapped it around building a platform on the Mac, so that what happens is right now we have the latest engine that's available for speech, and we are actually using and building up around a Mac base so it runs natively on a Mac.
Okay, so obviously you had to upgrade to accommodate Snow Leopard. I think I saw some additional stuff for either medical transcription maybe that you've done in the last year.
You'll see some announcements hopefully coming out in the next month or two in regards to some additional software that will be coming out, I believe.
Okay, so just give people an overview of what it's capable of doing. Of course, you could do your course dictation.
Well, I'm not sure if you've seen since last year.
Well, I'm just saying for folks who haven't listened, because there's always new audience, we have a few thousand listeners that we didn't have last year. Just an overview that it's voice dictation of, I guess, text files. You can browse the web.
That's correct. In addition to that, we've come out with some additional new products. Okay. We have Max Speech Dictate Medical now, which will handle 54 subcategories of medical and dental. Our specialties, has all of the medical terms needed for a doctor to be able to speak and come up with the net medical terms that he needs.
Oh, so great. So a physician would use this, walk around on his MacBook Pro or something and put the notes and then have someone transcribe it later, check it for verification? Is that
That is probably going to happen downstream. Right now he would basically use Mac Speech back at his desktop to enter information into the program.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, very good.
We also have, on the same idea, Max Speech Dictate Legal, which has a number of legal terms in it. And we have Max Speech International. Max Speech Dictate International has French, German, Italian, and English all on the same file, all in the same CD.
Okay, so what's the upgrade procedure? I think I'm at 1.4. What would it cost me to get up to speed here?
I believe the price to go from 1.3 to 1.5 with the new engine and everything else is like $49. You can check up on the website.
Right, see where you are. You log in and it tells you that. So what is the price outright for someone who doesn't own it, wants to get either of these products?
The list price for the Max Speech Dictate is $199. For our Max Speech Dictate Medical and Max Speech Dictate Legal is $595. And for our Max Speech Dictate International, it is $249.
All right. So were you saying that it doesn't work on a MacBook Pro?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. You said the doctor would have to do it at his desk.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's just that he would have to be using Max Speech right now. It wouldn't. I mean, he couldn't have it on an iPhone or something like that.
Yeah, that was my next question. Is there any chance of bringing this into the iPhone? Because you have the Dragon Dictate program that folks are using. But
well, there may be some announcements being made at Macworld. I'm not sure. They try not to tell the marketing people or the salespeople anything because they want to announce it when they need it, when they know it's ready.
Exactly. Okay, very good, Hugh. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Check it out, maxspeech.com, right?
MaxSpeech.com.
Very good. Live from ATIA 2010, this is Michael Law for Sarah Talk and SamNet Radio.